In May, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed was criticized from those within his own party for saying Georgia Democrats in 2014 should focus on the open U.S. Senate seat, not the governor's race.
You lose the second fight by not focusing on the first fight. So my opinion is that Governor Deal has done a good job as governor. And when you have limited resources, you have to put your energy and your efforts into things that can win.
Last month, when asked about a possible Carter run, Reed called him, quote, a very special candidate and said it should be viewed seriously. Now, with the announcement official, Carter says Reed will play a key role.
Kasim Reed and I are friends, and he's done a great job of working across the aisle with Governor Deal. But I believe that Kasim Reed and I can do that together when I'm the governor and he's the mayor. Kasim Reed is going to be my partner in this, and I'm really glad about that.
In a written statement, Reed wished Carter well on his campaign and said the candidacies of Carter and Michelle Nunn for U.S. Senate is, quote, a sign of the growing energy and enthusiasm within the Democratic Party in Georgia. I look forward to 2014. Kennesaw State University professor Kerwin Swint said Reed's earlier comments make sense because ultimately Carter's ascendance may limit Reed's options if and when he turns his attention to higher office.
I think that's what he was hoping for, that he would have the ability to pick and choose. But here comes Jason Carter, who is a party colleague of his and yet a rival for the most influential Democrat in Georgia. Being a candidate in 2014 complicates at least a little bit Kasim Reed's short and medium range future.
Swin said the question mark from here is to what degree Reed campaigns on behalf of Carter and how it impacts his relationship both with Georgia Democrats and Governor Deal. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.